You are listening to the Airbnb Disney Podcast.
Paging Mr. Morrow, Mr. Tom Morrow. Please contact Mr. Johnson in the control tower to confirm your flight to the moon.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
If you're still coming in, it's great to see you.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
So, guys, welcome to the show. We've got Bill and Barry, who make up the Bees. And with us tonight, we also have a very special guest, the gentleman, if we can call you that. Can we call you a gentleman?
Tonight.
Okay. The gentleman who is the official Disney food correspondence, Chris Ilardi. I said that correctly, right? I didn't
nailed it.
Yes.
Perfect.
All right. How are you tonight, sir?
Very well, guys. Thank you very much for having me here this evening.
Oh, thank you for coming. Now, we posted a video yesterday of yours that we are going to talk about in a little more detail in just a little bit. But before we get to that, we have a little bit. It was a light news week, but we still have a little bit of Disney news. And that is all in the form of the Black Panther TV series that is coming to Disney Plus soon. In addition to making a follow-up, Black Panther 2, they are also going to make a Wakanda TV series. I hear that they have released the name of that. We are breaking the news here tonight, guys. A lot of people don't realize this, but the new Disney Plus Wakanda series is going to be called Wakanda Vision.
I thought you fired the graphics department.
Wakanda Vision.
I got it. I got you.
So I'm actually really looking forward to that. That is cool. What about you guys? The Wakanda series. We don't know exactly what it's going to be about, but any thoughts?
I'm excited for it. I don't think that Wakanda has been explored more than it. You know, it has a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
What have we really seen out of Wakanda besides, you know, the whole Black Panther thing, which is the point. But I think that land is it's pretty amazing, that whole thing.
Yeah,
it's definitely going to be able to cross over into, you know, growth of the parks, maybe, and to have a dedicated land. Now, I think it should be on land.
Yeah. I was going to say, last night on Barry was a guest on Walt's Apartment, and he had a hot take on where he thinks the Wakanda land should go in Disney parks. Barry, what is your thought on that?
I said that they should switch. They should totally renovate or refurb, whatever you want to call it, Pandora to Wakanda land. That wouldn't be. It would just be Wakanda. But what do you guys think? I mean, is that a good idea, or am I just talking out of my butt as usual?
Well, I have heard some of the things that you've said, and you have horrible breath, sir.
That's true. That's true.
When you're talking out of your butt. So anyway, we talked about Wakanda Vision, and that brings us over. What?
You said you fired the graphics department. You got rid of them all.
It's a long story. We're going to get into it a little bit later. There was some good stuff they did this week. You'll see there's some good stuff coming, but then some things went south after that.
Gotcha.
It was a pleasure meeting the graphics department before.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris actually got a tour of the, palatial Airbnb Disney podcast studios.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Utilidors. You know, there's a lot to see and a lot to take in. But
yes, there is. It's an amazing, amazing thing. So speaking of that, Barry, this week you, sir, started watching WandaVision, right?
I did. I did. I actually caught up on the entire series, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Now, real quick, I know that you're caught up on WandaVision, but when it comes to The Mandalorian, where are you at there?
I'm still on. I just finished up episode 6 of season 1. So I'm just a little behind, just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, but WandaVision, you're all caught up. What we're not going to go into a super deep dive of everything WandaVision because there are other podcasts that do that. We don't need to do that. But what are your initial thoughts?
It's creative. It's definitely creative. It's different. I like the way that they didn't go to the typical, you know, Marvel superhero thing. It's definitely different. I don't know if it's as great as everybody says it is, but they kind of really knocked you over the head. You know, it's heavy handed the way those first, you know, few episodes were. It's like, okay, we get it. We're in an alternate universe here. We're in an alternate reality. We get it. But it got better the third and fourth, and you can tell because I like the fourth episode the best that I'm just a filthy casual. I'm a filthy casual fan. And, cause I like, you know, I like pew pews and big kabooms, you know, that like the first two episodes, I was kind of bored, but
we have our next t-shirt. I like pew pews and big kabooms.
Yes. Yes. And Sean's got a good point here. Wanda's hot.
Yes. Yes. That is true. Sean, there's something coming that our graphics department found that you're going to want to stay tuned for, sir. That's all I'm going to say right now. But Chris, what you've watched all of WandaVision too, right?
Yes. What I really enjoyed was that. So, comic book nerd, growing up with Marvel, and I like how for the comic book fan, they have all the Easter eggs and backstories of stuff that you know. For the novice, you know, someone just coming in, just watching the show can enjoy that. And then you have the tie-in with the MCU and, you know, stuff that happened in those movies. So I really enjoy how three different types of people that, you know, can watch the same episode and be able to have a conversation about it.
Yeah. So you being a comic book nerd, a self-professed comic book nerd, I'm not like throwing you under the bus or anything with that. You being a self-professed comic book nerd, I can't talk tonight. Have you loved watching all of the Easter eggs? Have you caught a lot of the Easter eggs?
Yeah. The Easter eggs, you know, they've done very well. You know, some people speculate and they think, you know, oh, you're coming up with that. And I don't have the time to run. You grab my comic book to point it out, but I know it's there.
Yeah. Now, one of the very Mary says there, I like the first three episodes. I got rather lost on episode 4. And Mary, you're in luck. One of the things that we loved about this and that everyone's been talking about is Agent Jimmy Woo. And he has his whiteboard. And both he and Darcy have kind of become all of us. They're on the outside looking in, trying to discover what's going on, trying to solve this mystery. And there were a couple scenes where Jimmy Woo was writing on a whiteboard all of the different questions that they wanted to have answered. And this is where the graphics department did some wonderful things, because what they did is they managed to get some screen captures of some of the questions that Agent Wu was writing up on the board. And we have them now in a little segment we like to call What's on Wu's Whiteboard. So the first thing here that we have on Wu's whiteboard, and Chris, I think you're going to take this one. Okay. It is,
why does Sam insist on calling Walt Disney World only Disney World?
So... I'm blown away that apparently the folks at Marvel are watching something that we're all in. So has Sam said anything about this? Has Sam commented in on this at all?
Let me see. She says, "Why do you want to hurt me?"
So Barry, I understand that you looked at one that Agent Wu wrote on the board, and mm-hmm. that was.
He asked a very, very good question. He says, when will Sean from the Marvel tribe realize that Wanda isn't innocent?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Sean is convinced, going back, where he said Wanda's hot. Sean, as a result of Wanda being hot, Sean is under the understanding that she can't possibly do anything wrong.
Yeah, she's wicked, especially in this show. I have a feeling
she's what they would call a wicked witch.
Yeah. What do you think, Chris? What do you think is going on with that, with Wanda?
Yeah, show? I mean, she's powerful. She's the one that can destroy everybody, and she's technically part of the Olsen twins. So right there, you have your powers.
I'd be angry too if my younger siblings were the Olsen twins.
They're older. They are her older sisters, I believe.
Yeah, you're right. You are absolutely right.
To be clear, I don't really think Wanda is the mastermind behind everything that's going on, because she is still, we've talked about this. I was on Marvel Tribe over the weekend with Sean and Sam and David. And we talked about reasons behind that, but I don't think she's the master. I don't think she's the evil, evil one. There's someone else. It's too easy to say it's Wanda. It's all Wanda.
Yeah.
All right. So this this next one from Agent Wu's board is about Mary. How about that? It says, will Mary be able to find the grammatical error in the sentence before it's taken down? So we're going to have to see if Mary indeed did catch that. And while we do that, do we have any comments that
they're still talking about the Wicked Witch of Westview. Ethan says that's wicked awesome kid, wicked smat. And George says it's a wilf. And I think you can figure out what he's getting at there, what that stands for. Sean says Sean has left Airbnb Disney podcast.
Here's the thing. This question, guys. Who is this question directed towards?
Mary.
Mary.
Me. All she says though, she didn't answer the question. She says, yes, I will, but she didn't. She doesn't. She didn't answer.
Now technically there's two. It's is the big one, but then also none of these end in a quote or in a with a question mark.
Yeah.
All of these questions aren't really questions.
Sorry, Mary.
That's how I write my comments. And Mary yells at me. That's how I write my comments during the show, and Mary yells at me.
Sorry, Mary, you lost.
There is a new champ in town, Mary. Ethan is apparently the new grammar king. Although I guess if you're going to have a grammar king, that means that there should be a grammar queen. However, Sam was the first lady. So Ethan and Sam are king and queen now. Congratulations.
Yes, queen.
Barry, there was another one that you thought was interesting from Agent Wu's whiteboard.
Yes. How much bourbon does George go through in a typical week? I don't think there is an amount.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. On last Saturday, I actually met George for breakfast. And he was hammered. He wasn't at all. We had a very nice breakfast. It was wonderful to finally meet in person and catch up like that. He tried a Cincinnati tradition in breakfast food with Getta. It was wonderful. I got to hear some exciting news about his business that is coming down the pike for him. So a lot of wonderful things. So George, it was great to see you over the weekend. And thank you very much for taking time to hang out with me. Katie brings up Elizabeth Olsen is 4 years younger than the Olsen twins. So
she looks 40 years younger.
The amazing thing is that all of those early episodes of Full House, Elizabeth Olsen wasn't even around for those yet.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, that is weird, wild, wacky stuff. Samantha
says the limit does not exist. She's probably talking about how much is too much bourbon for George. Amanda has a good question. She asks, how much ketchup does Barry go through in a week?
Ooh, that is a good question. I don't know if our graphics department saw that on Jimmy Woo's whiteboard, but I would guess it's probably on there somewhere. And Chris, I think we have one more on the whiteboard. If I can ask you to take that one.
If you aren't already listening to the Airbnb Disney podcast, what is your problem?
Thank you. See, yes. If we have you say it, then we don't look like giant egomaniacs. So that's why we do all of that. We put it up there, but then we have you say it, and then we can be like, oh no, that's so nice of you to say. Thank you. So thank you.
It is true.
Thanks. So Chris, we wanted to talk more about the video that you posted yesterday, or that we posted yesterday of yours, which was you making a Ronto wrap, AKA a pork dog.
Yes.
And posting that recipe up there. Let's take a step back a second and just tell us about yourself, sir.
So originally born and raised in Queens, New York. So, Barry's part of the tunnel is my light at the end of the tunnel. But grew up, Disney, Star Wars, Marvel fan. They bought my whole childhood. Basically, Bob Iger did. And from that, wasn't a very good student in high school. Couldn't do the school thing. So at the age of 17, I decided to go to culinary school. Put my parents through, a bunch of mess of leaving school early. Went to culinary school. Found that was the passion that I wanted. Graduated with a 4.0, perfect attendance, which was something that I never obtained throughout, traditional school. And then went on. I was lucky enough to work with some of the, opened some of the best restaurants throughout Manhattan and worked with some of the greats from Mario Batali, Anthony Bourdain, David Boulay, and continued my career throughout that to sports and entertainment, did some stadiums, and then decided to pick up the family and move down to Cape Coral, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Now, you met with Barry and I. We talked for a couple hours a week or so ago, and you told some cool stories about some of the guys there. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself, so we'll come back to that. But I guess your big point there is that you're not just some guy in his underwear cooking eggs. On there, you've got a wealth of experience behind that, and that's an awesome thing.
Yeah, the experience, I it's an art, it's a craft, and it's provided for my family. It's not an easy job, any position in the restaurant industry. It's the service industry, and hospitality. Why people ask, why do you always go to Disney? Well, I provide service constantly throughout the restaurants in my career, and that's the one place that I get it back tenfold.
That's great. So you're obviously a Disney fanatic. What did you go a lot when you were a kid? Like, what is your background with Disney?
So 1986, during that, the February break, my parents, I'll never forget it. First time going on a plane down to Disney. That was my first trip. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea was the ride of the rides. And then didn't go for a while. And then late 90s, 99, had this girl that I was dating and decided to take her on a vacation. She had never been. And she's now my wife. And to become my wife, you have to get engaged. And, a year later in that trip, I went and I got engaged.
How long was that trip?
I'm sorry.
How long was that trip? A year long trip.
No, so we did 99. We enjoyed it, and then she had told me that when we were talking about becoming, getting engaged, never do it in the public in a big place. She doesn't like spectacles, and opposites attract. So I made sure nobody was around, and I waited for the 3 o'clock parade. And in 2000, and I walked into the street on my knee and asked her to marry me. And my pictures look amazing because all the characters came down to look like they were greeting me. They were escorting me off, and I got to meet all the 21 Jump Street undercover Disney people.
Yeah, Chris, Mary wants you to say to New York. She wants you to say that again.
New York, water, coffee, forget about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was gonna ask for forget about it, and you got it right in there. Bravo, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, Vinny.
Vinny says, hey, Chris, first time, long time.
Yeah, Vinny's a very good friend from New York. We worked together for a lot of years. Oh, that woman.
and Heather says, so true. That's your wife, right?
Yeah, and it's amazing because this is the first time I'm interacting with my wife on social media because we've never been friends on Facebook. And that's why we have a successful marriage.
That, you know, I need to find me a woman like that who won't be my friend on Facebook.
Oh, there are a lot of women who will not be your friends on Facebook, sir.
I won't go into that one.
That is not a problem.
Yes.
So, Chris, you've got the Disney background. You've got the food background. What made you say, you know what, I'm going to start maybe recreating some of the stuff that Disney does?
So a little bit on the personal part was during, it started almost a year ago, March, and everything was shut down, you know, in my house. And let's face it, I was in the restaurant industry and you don't take care of yourself. You eat, you know, late at night and stuff like that. I started focusing on what I was eating and I started losing a ton of weight and eating healthy. But then you're allowed a cheat day. And my cheat day was planned to go to the parks, and there's no calories in Walt Disney World. That's what you're saying.
So true.
And but they were closed. So, well, now I want my items. So I decided to start making the items at home for myself and my wife and my daughter. And from there, they enjoyed it. But that's an easy, you know, those are easy ones. I know they're going to tell me. And then my mother and father would come over and they would, oh, this is excellent. But again, you want the public to know. You want to know Artie's, my palate, I'd had to pass my test. And after a lot of testing and everything, I was starting to get a lot of things down. And that's really what put the bug in.
Nice. So speaking of Disney foods, what are some of your favorite foods to get at the parks?
Okay. So we're going to start Magic Kingdom. It's going to be Gaston's Tavern, because the cinnamon bun is the best of the best. It's a classic.
Yeah. Have you made that? Have you gone back and tried to recreate it yet?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I have. It's intense. But it's fun, and it depends on how you want to make it. They're tremendous. They're very large. If I had to go to Epcot, guys, there's one place that I have to have every single time I'm there. And that is not a real, it's not a restaurant. It's the ice cream stand outside of France. They make crepes and the waffle cone and the soft serve ice cream. That is the best ice cream I've ever had. And you're talking about a kid that grew up with, you know, Carvel. And that's the best. Hollywood Studios, got to go Ronto Wrap, as you guys were able to see. Or pork dog, as you like to call it.
Let me ask you something real quick. Chris, let me ask you, how do you feel about Bill disrespecting the Ronto Wrap like that? Calling it a pork dog.
Well, he's really trying to keep the integrity of those corn dog nuggets and those really nasty hot dogs.
It's trash, right?
Yeah. 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 You know, it's not like the quality of like, you know.
Yes. Bill has left the chat.
But those corn dog nuggets are classic.
Classic trash. So Mary T. Wells says LeFou's Brew. If you like that?
No, I don't. It's apple juice with passion fruit and marshmallows. And it's a cute cup. I bought it to taste it, but that's about it.
And whatever that they have some kind of frothy stuff on top.
Passion fruit milk marshmallows.
Yeah.
It's not good. You okay there, Bill?
I don't feel like playing anymore.
All right, somebody make Bill feel better.
Well, Bill, I apologize for making fun of the corn dogs, but I would say it's also not like, you know, grabbing yourself, going over to the Starlight Cafe, and that's Barry's neck of the woods, correct?
Well, Barry's not the Starlight Cafe. Barry's doesn't have bad choice. Barry decides to go over to Cosmic Rays, which is an amazing food court. As far as food courts go, it is one of the best that is in between Fantasyland and Tomorrowland.
Chris, Danny wants to know, are you team green milk or blue milk?
Okay. Well, I agree 100% on this, that the green milk it numbs your mouth and it tastes like flowers.
My man.
So you gotta go blue milk. It was in the original movie. That green milk was just written in when, I don't know, Lucas needed a check or something.
Yeah, exactly. Fake. So you're starting a YouTube channel, right?
Yes, I am. Yes. So and thanks to the both of you and Samantha and Sean giving me the confidence. And I showed you guys what I could do a little bit. And I'm moving ahead. And it's gonna drop probably middle of next week. And I have a few episodes that'll be out there.
Nice.
So on this YouTube channel, what type of content like are we going to see? Is it going to be just Disney stuff, or is it going to be all kinds of cooking stuff, or is it just Disney? And do you have a name for it yet?
Yeah. So the name is actually going to be called Disney Done Differently, because I'm going to take the traditional Disney dishes and put my twist of refining some of the ingredients that go into the dish. But, you know, it depends. We're going to go throughout the park, and I'm going to make dishes that are the fan favorites, some of my favorites. But if we're, you know, if we're talking about a seafood dish coming from a certain restaurant, is a hot take, I guess, I'm going to do a lobster roll, but I'm going to do it completely my way and the way that I do a lobster roll. So if you're in Boston, you're not going to like it. If you're in, you know, but it's going to be my traditional lobster roll.
That's awesome. Now, we've got some folks who are throwing all sorts of congratulations your way. Sam saying, proud of you, so excited. Gabriella, Garrett with a yes, YouTube, he says. Gabriella with a yay. Mary sounds awesome. Katie, congratulations. Ethan has a question. Will you have a cocktail list also?
So, yes. There will be a whole cocktail section. I'm going to make more than just the Pog juice, because that should be its own miniseries, I guess, three ingredients. But I tell you the truth. I mean, I'm going to reach out to the people in this community. And that's the other purpose of the channel, is to build a community. Listen, George Millsap, one of the best creations of a Manhattan that I've ever seen in the world. He's definitely going to be someone I reach out to. There it is. I mean, the man's burning cedar just to get the smoke flavor into his glass. He knows what he's doing. Me personally, I drink wine occasionally, so there's nothing, you know, too crazy about that. And but there will be Joffrey's coffee.
Oh, old man, thank you. So what are your favorite things to cook? Well, first off, there were a couple things before you answer that. I know Sean had a suggestion for the Monte Cristo sandwich.
That there's actually going to be a few episodes that I'm putting together. It's going to be East Coast versus West Coast. So you're going to take so one that's coming up is going to be I took the churros from Disneyland versus Sleepy Hollow's waffles with the Nutella and the fruit. And we're going to compare those two. But the Monte Cristo is a classic. There's multiple variations of that. I saw Sam with her spicy margarita because she's fancy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
But the Monte Cristo will definitely be on there, and I have a couple of different variations of that to go.
Mary is asking if you are a coffee person.
Yes, yes. Starting just you guys, now that you know my background, you can't survive in the restaurant industry without tons of caffeine. And the best coffee I would say is Joffrey's.
Oh, yes.
My man.
Yeah. Don't give me the Starbucks. You know, nah. You want Starbucks, go to Seattle, get your burnt coffee in Seattle.
Yeah.
Joffrey's, I could get alcohol in it. I could get all these different mixtures. And it's Disney.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. We're excited as heck because if you saw our announcement the other day with Chris's Ronto rap video, Chris is on our team now. He is officially an Airbnb, the official Disney food correspondent.
Yes, so, I've lost the graphic or else it would be back up already. There we go.
There he is.
Our graphics department looked for the most flattering image of you that they could find. And this is what they came up with. So we have them to thank for that amazing image of you there smiling. And you're holding the Ronto wrap that you made in that picture.
So I'm actually going to surprise you guys with a little something. But being the official correspondent, Disney food correspondent, there'll be times where hopefully I'm allowed to, but I have to be able to break in on a Thursday evening, maybe something live from the park while I'm at the park, and we can review a cocktail, mm-hmm. a cupcake. I heard they do cupcakes. You guys hear about that? They do cupcakes every now and then.
They have cupcakes at Disney?
Yeah, they're just starting.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, you know, I never, and this upsets some people, but I am not a cake person. Like cake and cupcakes and all of that, I'm fine. Give me a cookie or give me ice cream every single time. I'm not a big cake person. So I'm going to pass on the cupcake, but if Disney ever starts making cookies, Disney ever starts making Rice Krispie treats, I'm in.
I think I've seen them.
I think what? You're onto something, Bill. You might want to give them a heads up and say, hey guys, what about the Rice Krispie treats?
Mm-hmm. We'll have the graphics department. Hey guys, if you could do me a favor and put together some like Mickey Mouse shaped Rice Krispie treats, and we'll send them off to Disney. I think we're on to something. I'm going to split this three ways with you guys.
Connor wants to know, what about cheesecake, Bill? Are you a cheesecake guy?
Cheesecake is not cake.
Yeah.
They call it cake, but it's a cheesecake is not cake. And it's delicious. So, yes, I am. And pie is good, too. But just not
that. I've heard you like certain kind of pies.
It's true. As a matter of fact, I do. There are some pies that are my favorite, Barry.
Oh, I know. I know all about it.
So anyway, I asked you a question that I don't think I let you answer like a half hour ago, Chris, because that's what I do. What are your favorite things to cook?
Oh, it's such a range, but tell you the truth, the favorite thing is being able to cook for my family. And I mean that sincerely. culinary cooking is an art. It's the only why I even got into it is it's something you create that someone else is going to ingest. So you have to put love and passion into that, whether it's, scrambled eggs to, a 14 course meal. But if I had to choose, I would lean on a little bit of the Italian background, and it would probably be Northern Italian though food. So more of cream sauces and mushrooms and things like that into the pastas. and instead of the traditional red sauce. And it is sauce. It's not gravy. Mm-hmm. It's sauce.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sorry. I wanted to point out, because you're talking about the making Italian food, and I want to brag for a second myself. I make a very good frozen pizza.
He does.
Do you preheat the oven?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is important. You know, a lot of people skip the step, and that's where they fall apart, my friend. But that is, yeah.
There are people out there, and, you know, you said, what's your favorite thing? And I'm fortunate enough, I'm in Florida. So, Barry, I get Publix chicken anytime I want. So right there is just, you know, classic. Now, I don't put ketchup on it, but to each his own.
Well, you're missing out, sir. You're missing out. You know what? The last time I was in Disney, I ate so much Publix fried chicken that I made myself physically ill. I mean, no, I really did. And I wish I had a picture of Bill eating it on the road. He was just chowing down the leg in the car.
No, but I did. You gave me a breast, sir.
It runs in the family then.
Yes, Publix fried chicken is that's one of the things when we go down every time we have to hit it. We have to get the Publix fried chicken. Yeah, so moving on, and we can continue to talk a little bit about this as we go into the last segment of the show this evening. And we had to let go of the graphics department and bring in a whole new graphics department. It's a long story. It's not worth talking about. I don't want to get in trouble by talking about things that we shouldn't, but we had to get a new graphics department. And one of the things that we decided to do was just kind of clean up the hard drive of the graphics department. They have one hard drive, and we cleaned that up. And we pulled off some of the things that we had prepared, or they had prepared, for previous episodes of Airbnb Disney Podcast, but we didn't get to bring them on. So these are old bits that we've done, and we're bringing back some of what we would call maybe leftovers. Maybe if we had thought this through, we would have called it like Disney leftovers, because you're here, but we're not thinkers, so we didn't. Instead, we're calling it cleaning out the graphics department hard drive.
It's, you know what, let me just say it was long overdue, the firing of the entire graphics department.
Yeah, yeah. These new folks, yeah, and I'm talking about you guys, we're looking forward to many great things. So this is what's left over of the old graphics department. And the first thing that we're going to do is from a very fun game that we played with Mary a while ago, which was the Airbnb Disney Podcast Movie Vocab Blab. This name sucks.
It does not suck.
It does. It does suck. So you guys, please do better with the names, please. So we've got one here, and it's from The Jungle Book. And the way that we play this is there's a vocabulary word, and we have to figure out which one what the word means. And the quote is, that's the way I earned my commission at the Maharaja's 5th Pachyderm Brigade back in 88. It was, or was it? So pachyderm, is that a mammal, a mammal with protruding tusks? Is it 2, a large mammal with thick skin? Or is it C, any mammal with gray skin? So is it A, 2, or C, fellas?
Go ahead, Barry.
I'm going to go with 2.
Okay. So you think it is a large mammal with thick skin?
Yes, I do believe that.
Okay.
And that I'm going to agree.
Okay. So we have 2 votes for 2, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ooh. unfortunately, you guys are wrong. It is letter B, a large mammal.
B. Yeah. Same damn thing. Same thing.
So yeah, Mary, got it. Sam got it. Danny got it. Bravo, guys. Gabriella got it. Now, in addition to some old games, we also found an Airbnb something from the mailbag. So, Barry, I'm going to reach into the mailbag here.
You've got mail.
And here we go. Barry, do you want to take this?
Sure. Hit me.
Here we go.
Oh, geez. Not Harry. Not Harry. First, I got to ask, what does he have on his face? All right. So Harry messaged us and asked us, hi, is there a weight limit for live streams? And if so, I think you guys have exceeded it.
That's kind of rude. And that's not even really a question, is it? I mean, that's not really I guess technically the first part is there a weight limit for, but that's just rude. Why would you even ask that?
You know what? Honestly, what I think this is, I think that is Sam's burner account because you know she's a fat shamer. That is definitely Sam's account. There's no question about it.
Okay.
But Harry, I don't know what's going on with Harry, but he posts wacky stuff. I don't know. Not sure if he's a troll or, you know.
If this is any indication, is there a weight limit for live streams? If so, I think you have exceeded it. Yeah, I think that's a troll. I think that's a troll.
Well, if we didn't exceed it, we definitely exceeded it tonight. There's no question about it.
Oh, because I'm here.
We've definitely.
Wow. You know what? Mary points out. Mary thinks it's rude. Sam immediately goes to Harry's defense and says, Harry is an amazing human. Be nice to him.
She's fat shaming right there. Right there. Yep. She's protecting him and she's fat shaming.
Well, I mean, Garrett is standing up for Sam. Garrett saying, leave Sam alone, Garrett says. I think Barry might be in trouble. Wait until this live is over, Barry.
Oh no!
So I think. Amanda loves Harry though, which
she's in love with Harry.
I guess that says something about what Amanda thinks of us with Harry just blatantly fat shaming us.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever. Okay. So that is it. Now the next thing that we are going to clean out of the old hard drive, the next leftover, we're just going to call it leftovers as we move forward, is from a game we played a while ago called Would You Rather? Would You Rather? And we have a couple of Would You Rather questions, gentlemen. So, Chris, I'm going to bring this one to you, or you first. That is, would you rather have Pinocchio's nose and have it grow every time you tell a lie? Or would you rather have Dumbo's ears? Chris, what would you rather have there?
I'm going to go with Dumbo's ears.
Yeah.
The reason why is, you know, my daughter's watching, but you don't lie. But, yeah, every now and then you got to tell a few little white ones. And who wants that growing? We got enough things growing.
No, that's true. I guess you do, don't you? So, Chris, you're going with Dumbo's ears. What about you, Barry? You going with Dumbo's ears, or are you doing Pinocchio's nose?
Same thing, Dumbo's ears. Because he can fly, right?
Yes, he can.
Ears? Well, what the heck do you need? Why would you ever pick Pinocchio's nose? I mean, what good?
I don't think you do. I don't think you do. I think I agree with you that you go immediately for Dumbo's ears, so you can fly. Also, one of the things we learned in the most recent episode of Dizology that there would come a point where Pinocchio would tell enough lies that his nose would become so heavy that it would snap his head off.
Yeah, that's definitely a scientific inaccuracy there.
Is that the sequel? Is that the live action?
Yeah, I think that happens in the live action. Barry, you had a thing, an inaccuracy at Disney that Sam and Rachel didn't go over on Disology. What was the one you had?
Well, it was because when I was watching Ratatouille, I think I went over this last week, but when I was watching Ratatouille, the rat wasn't even speaking French. So when they announced this show, I asked them if they could go over that, and they totally ignored me. Totally ignored my question.
Fake. Yeah. All right. Chris, I'm going to have you take this next one first, too. Would you rather fly in a house by getting attached to a lot of balloons, or would you rather fly as a result of pixie dust? Which one, Chris, balloons or pixie dust?
I'm going to go with pixie dust because it's the illusion of how am I moving? And for my size, it's going to be a lot of pixie dust. So you might see a little bit, but the balloons, they're going to pop. You hit something, you get, it's not going to work. Got to go with pixie dust. Plus Tink is,
tiny. Is what she is.
She's tiny.
Yeah. Barry, what are you going with? We saw Sam is going with pixie dust. Barry, what are you going with?
I was just going to say, Mary says it perfectly. Pixie dust is more versatile.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot more stuff. I don't really remember Peter Pan too much, but can't you do other stuff with pixie dust besides fly?
You can lower a safety bar with it.
That's true. You're right. You're right. Uh-huh. And that's all you need. That's all you need. What else you need to do?
Yeah. Yeah, so I agree with you guys. I think so far, I think we can see why we didn't do these initially, because none of these are really hot takes thus far. It is easy to pick pixie dust and Dumbo's ear. Barry, I'm going to ask you to take this next one. Would you rather spend an entire Disney vacation with Josh Gad or an entire Disney vacation where you could only eat Casey's hot dogs? Which would you rather?
Barry has left the podcast.
That's not how we play the game, sir. An entire Disney vacation with Josh Gad or an entire Disney vacation where all you could eat is Casey's hot dogs?
Well, I'm going to be honest here, and I know it might be a shock for some people. I never actually met Josh Gad. He might be a nice guy. I just don't like his acting, and I think he's just oversaturated in everything. He's in everything Disney. Casey's is just pure trash. It's garbage. And it doesn't belong in anybody's stomach. It belongs in the nearest trash can. So I'm going to go with spend a day with Josh Gad.
Yeah, an entire vacation. It's not a day. You got like a 7-day Disney vacation. And we're going to say it's all expenses paid, but either with Josh Gad or eating Casey's, and you decide that you're not going to eat for the week, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
So wait, your question was you can only eat. Okay, I can only eat Casey's. That's it.
You can only eat Casey's, or you can only eat Josh Gad.
I'm not eating Casey's. I'm going with Gad.
Do you want to build a snowman?
I'm going with Gad. I'll starve.
Okay, there you go. Chris, what about you? What are you doing? Are you eating Casey's, or are you hanging with Josh Gad for a week?
I'm going to go with Josh Gad because he can buy me food from a different location.
And there's no rule that says you can't eat Casey's with Josh Gad, by the way. So as a result, I'm hanging with Josh Gad and we're going to Casey's.
You see why I don't like to play these games with Bill? Because it's always a trick. There's always something.
Well, I was worried that you were keeping score because, in past episodes, your score taking is phenomenal.
It is, isn't it? And Heather says, not Casey's. Yes. Atta girl.
So the next thing that was on the hard drive goes back a little ways, but it's a little something we like to call Disney
Secrets.
That doesn't get easier, does it? So Barry, you have a Disney secret, or I don't know. One of you has a Disney secret. I'm going to put up the graphic, and then whichever one of you said you were going to do it, if you could just do it, because I forgot.
I got this one. So Cinderella's castle may look real, but it's actually made out of steel beams, plaster, concrete, and fiberglass, not bricks. How about that?
I did not know that. I would say that qualifies as Disney
Secrets.
All right. And Chris, I understand that you have one too.
Yes. Guests in Walt Disney World. There you go, Sam. Guests in Walt Disney World are never more than 30 steps away from the trash can.
Yeah, that is. They did a lot of research on that, and found out that if people have to go any longer than 30 feet, that they end up dropping it. But as long as there is another trash can in sight, they will carry it over and do that. So there's a lot less trash as a result of the large number of trash cans around the park.
Well, you know why the real reason why they did that, especially in Magic Kingdom, is because people can't throw out their cases fast enough. So there has to be a trash can within 10 steps.
I thought it was spacing for like Food and Wine Festival, so that they can actually use it as a table.
Yeah, the Rudy table is what we like to call that. Rudy uses the trash can as a table all the time. But yeah, I just want to point out that I am tired of the abuse, and I am going to go to Airbnb HR after this, and I am filing a grievance, sir.
Good luck with that.
I am filing a grievance. All right. I think we have one last thing on the old hard drive that we wanted to do here, and that is
somebody's poisoned the water hole,
and that's a couple leftovers that we had from just last week. And again, we don't necessarily agree with all of these. They're hot takes that we are then going to say whether we agree with it or not. So we're going to kind of go through that. So the first thing we have here is the animatronics on the Pirates of the Caribbean are better than the animatronics on Frozen Ever After. Barry, do you agree or disagree that the animatronics of Pirates are better than the animatronics of Frozen?
I'm going to say I like them better because they seem more, not realistic. Well, I don't know what word am I looking for. But the face projections on certainly on Frozen, they're more advanced.
Yes.
But the faces on the animatronics on Frozen are weird. I like it just the regular, regular old animatronic. I prefer those.
Yeah. The faces on Frozen remind me of when I was in grade school and the girls in my class first discovered makeup. You know what I'm talking about? Where like they would put it on in the mirror, but it would just go where they saw in the mirror. So like there was a line that where it was like makeup and then just nothing. And that's what the Frozen ride reminds me of, is a girl who put on really bad makeup.
Yeah, it's not good. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, no, it's got to go Pirates. My wife still thinks that's Johnny Depp's gonna like jump out at some time. that he's in that. It's not going to happen. But
he's done it before, though.
In Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the Frozen ride, you know, what's the worst that could happen? Josh Gad jumps out with an electronic face.
Yeah. 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 Sam brings up a good point. This week on the Three Caballeros ride, the Donald has been broken down for a while. And as a result, when you get to the end of the ride, a ride that is full all around finding Donald, that you get to the end of the ride and the Donald animatronic hadn't been there for a while because it broke. So they need to fix it. And it kind of ruins the whole purpose of the ride. So what Disney did, they rather than just put up a cardboard cutout of Donald next to the animatronics, they took out all three animatronics and put up cardboard cutouts for all three of the Caballeros there. And it looks bad.
Not as bad. I was there and Donald was missing and they replaced him with a plant. The two animatronics and a plant.
They put like Donald's hat on the plant at least just to like, oh no, it's Donald. He's just in disguise.
Nothing. Just the plant.
Apparently they're coming back though in like 3 months. It's going to take a while.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. All right. We have one more of the agree or disagree. This is another hot take. Chris, I'm going to come to you first on this one. Parades clutter up traffic in the park and they're more trouble than they're worth. Agree or disagree?
You know, I'm going to agree. I'm going to agree that everybody just clogs up Main Street during that 3 o'clock. Although I wish it was back and the little vignettes that they're doing are classic and everyone's loving that. But, you know, just to get everybody in the same area, it clutters it up. And then you can't even get into Casey's, Bill, because everyone's blocking waiting for the parade.
That is the worst. So, Barry, do you agree that what Chris is saying is Casey's is really the important part here? So either you agree that it's worth getting into Casey's or you think parades are good. Which one are you going to pick?
I'm going to say parades are, you're right, they're a pain in the butt because they clutter everything up. But it's what Disney's known for. Those parades are one of the are very important to take your kids to, because we might not like it as adults because it's a pain, but you know the kids like it. And if they were gone for good, that would take away some of the magic. And plus, you know, I want to see those cast members back to work. So I'm all for the parades coming back, not just the cavalcades, but the full parades.
The one thing with the parades is that might be some of the only times that some of the guests get to see the characters. Yep. You know, that might be the point of the day where they get to actually see all the characters together instead of meet and greets or dining with them and stuff like that.
The Get Your Ears On parade, that song, it's contagious. I love it. And you know come on everybody, have a good time, good time. You know what I'm talking about. I love that song. So hearing that makes me happy.
It does. I've seen Bill. He starts to skip down the street when that song comes on.
I skip down the street sometimes if there isn't a song. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I like skipping. Guilty. sorry. Anyway, I understand there was one last thing that was left on the hard drive, which seems weird to me because we just did it this week. But there was one more thing from What's on Woo's whiteboard. And that is, how many one-star reviews can I leave for the Crazy for Disney podcast? Barry, how many is that? Do you know how many?
Usually you only get one per account, but Sam is obviously the expert at making all kinds of burner accounts. So you can get in touch with her, Sam, and ask her how many burner accounts can I make, and I'm sure that you could flood crazy for Disney with 1-star reviews.
Oh, right. Yeah, Mary has a good point. There are 30 people here. 32. We are up to 32 people. So technically, we can have 32 1-star reviews, I guess. Or with the three of us, 35. We are almost to 40, guys. Mm-hmm. So there we have it. Now, going back, Chris, again, what is the name of the YouTube channel that you're going to have coming out next week?
So it's going to be Disney Done Differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to thank you guys for this opportunity and the support and the honor of being the official is the key word, Disney food correspondent. And I can't wait to start, sharing stuff on with you guys, and hope everybody comes and enjoys. I just want real feedback from everybody. If you don't like the recipe, change the channel.
Yeah. If you don't like it, give it a 1-star review over at the Crazy for Disney podcast page.
Thanks for coming on tonight, Chris. It was a blast.
Yes, it was. Now, Barry, let's say other folks want to leave reviews. Let's say we want to get a review for our podcast. How do folks go about that, sir?
Well, we are. What you could do is you go to if you're on Apple Podcasts, which is the podcast platform that most of the downloads come from. If you're on there, go ahead and give us a 5-star review. We would appreciate it if you like what we're doing here. And you could also find us anywhere you find your favorite podcast. But I wanted to before we end the show, I wanted to bring up our Facebook group.
Oh, sorry, I went to the wrong place.
It's okay.
Shame on me.
The Facebook group. Yeah, the Club B&B. Yes, Club B&B. It's a Facebook group and where you can come in and take part in conversation. And it's been going really well. I think we have like we're getting up to close to 2,000 people in there now. It's a fun group. So if you're not in there, go ahead and head over. And I wanted to throw a shout out to some of the moderators in there because they've been doing such a great job. Mary, Ryan, Skaletsky, Sean, Katie, Gabriella, Chris, and Sam. They've all been putting a lot of thought, a lot of content in there. So we appreciate that. We appreciate that, guys. We really do.
Yes. Yes, very much. And then the other thing that we wanted to bring up tonight before we went away is that the interview that we did with Jason Sorrell, former Imagineer author, the man behind the Haunted Mansion tombstone of Madame Leota, as well as the Endless Staircase and some other things on that. Sam, as well as Barry and I, sat down and talked with Mr. Sorrell for a little over an hour a week or so ago. And we recorded it. He shared so much information and told some great stories about meeting with a lot of the original Imagineers and a meeting that he had with Roy Disney in Walt's old office and a lot of other things. It is an amazing conversation with him that, we just had to stay out of his way. We came in, we asked a couple of questions. I think we had maybe 10 questions, and he went on and told some amazing stories. So if you haven't already checked that out, please do so. I think you will be very happy with it if you love Disney in any way, shape, or form. So that does it for this week. We will be back next week. We'll let our friend Ernie tell you when we're coming back next week.
Hey, gang. Don't forget to tune in to my friends Bill and Barry from Airbnb Disney Podcast every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on Facebook. That's Airbnb Disney Podcast. Hakuna Matata.
All right, that does it. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for joining us. And Wakanda Vision forever.
Thank you, guys.